This is Morning Edition here on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm David Brower, in for Eric Hodge. Rappers, MCs, DJs, and beat producers are headed to Durham this weekend for the third annual Durham Hip Hop Summit. The day-long festival is meant to highlight talent in the area's hip-hop scene. Carell Rice is one of the organizers of the event. He also raps under the stage name Professor Tune and is performing this weekend. Good morning, Carell.
Thanks for joining us.
What's up, man?
So can you describe Durham's hip-hop scene for us? What's going on there?
In one word, burgeoning. Like, a lot of us are kind of starting to just get regional attention. There's a few people in the area getting some national attention, namely Joshua Gunn. He has some stuff going on with MC Lyte. He's one of the first dudes to kind of sign to, I guess you can call it, major hip-hop label or whatever.
Well, let's give a listen to something from one of the performers that you're bringing to the area this week, and this is something from No 9 to 5.
Maybe she about to go dance. So get your head ready. We title winning and balling with confetti. It's about to go down. We about to fly beyond the cusp.
Alex Wiley and Lord of the Fly are the big headliners this weekend, but I understand most of the performers, like No 9 to 5, are from North Carolina. How did you decide on the lineup this third time around?
Half of the artists were submission-based. We put out an open call, and the other half were pretty much wish list artists, and we went down until we found the deals that we could pretty much go with.
This year's Hip Hop Summit in Durham is part concert, part competition. There are beat-making contests and rap battles with championship belts that would make a pro wrestler jealous. What does it take to win one of these things?
Supreme skills, a little bit of cockiness, but time. It takes time, I would say. You can tell who put the work, the actual man hours, the perfection hours, into their music as far as, like, especially with the beat battles. A lot of the more intricate stuff, but also understanding, like, what's the crowd going to react to, like, all that takes time. So I think that's what puts certain producers, as far as battling, above and beyond the trash producers.
So have you competed in these things before?
I have competed in beat battles. I haven't won a beat battle, but I have left with a good amount of inquiries and sales, I should say, as far as production wise. So it also helps out the producers as far as exposure. There's a big market in the area in North Carolina for soundtracking. We get a lot of movie shot here. There's a lot of commercial shot here. There's a lot of companies who do commercials, so they'll hire a great producer to soundtrack their cut or their commercial or their movie. I've gotten soundtracking work from beat battles also.
What does it take to make a good beat?
For some people are just like born with the ear for music, and it helps if you were like classically trained. I got a few homies who were classically trained to play piano, violin, or whatever. So it's easier for them to pick up a keyboard in a program, any one of the beat making programs, Minds of Choices, FL Studios, and pick up one of those programs and create a melody and immediately put a drum beat right behind it. Some dudes are not classically trained, and they just know what they want to hear, and they're really good at it. Sometimes it takes like a billion-dollar piece of equipment, like what Dr. Dre uses.
And now you're performing this weekend under the name Professor Tune. What can we expect from your set?
A party with a little bit of depression in the middle.
What does that mean?
A good amount of my music is turn-up music. I like to get hype. I'm really like a stickler for like performance art, and I like for people to like act out their story on stage. I kind of don't like the rappers who just stand in the middle of the stage with their microphone. That's for some people. It's not for me. I'd rather hop around and jump around a little bit, maybe make you dance a little bit. But I have a couple songs that are kind of like backstories of my life. So right in the middle of my set, so I don't get tired, I throw the depressing songs in there.
Jay said numbers never lie. Should have told that to my pops on sibling number 5. Real men never cry. Roger died from overeating. Didn't listen when mama said I was overfeeding. Ricky almost killed my mama from overbeating. But Jordan almost didn't play for Chicago either.
So everybody kind of chills out and gets a rest, and they can just sit on their couch and listen to it real quick and kind of maybe connect to my story, maybe not. And then we can start the party back after those few depressing songs are done.
Let's get a taste of your song D-U-R-M, which I assume is pronounced Durham.
Yes.
What does D-U-R-M stand for?
Do you remember me?
Do you remember me, boy? You come to my city, yeah, my city repping me, boy.
The main bit of the writing went with my homie John Law, who also write a lot of my music with.
So is this one of those sad songs?
This is not one of those sad songs at all. This is the party song.
So are you, since you're performing, I take it you're not competing for one of those
I am
cool
not,
belts.
I wish I was competing for one of the belts. I almost want to just pay for one myself and actually just buy it and just have it say tune. But I don't feel like I've earned it, so I can't get a belt, man. I got to have a little bit of integrity.
So, Carell, what do you get from having a hip-hop summit as opposed to simply a concert or a set of shows?
Well, there's not many beat battles where you can also see the top MCs from the area. There's going to be, like, break dancing during the breaks. So you're going to see a dude spin on his head, and then some producer's feelings get crushed because his beat didn't have enough bass in it. And then you're going to see, like, one of the next stars from the area perform all on one night.
Carell Rice performs under the stage name Professor Tune. He's one of the organizers of tomorrow's Durham Hip Hop Summit. It will feature 30 performances at 4 venues in Durham. Carell, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Hands up and get down. I'm a beast who harms men. The only thing you serve is drinks, that means you bartend. The D you are in, so leave if you aren't kin. Representing Durham, say, do you remember me? Why?